Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of police officers are patrolling around the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. The amped up security is ahead of a rally by supporters of the people who breached the building on January 6th, trying to overturn former President Donald Trump's election defeat. Now, a black 8-foot high fence which surrounded the White Dome building for about 6 months after the attack is back. 100 National Guard troops are also on standby, and security officials are performing additional checks on travelers arriving at Washington's nearest airport in an effort to prevent violence. Hours before the rally was set to start, Capitol Police officers holding riot helmets and armed with batons and pistols took up positions outside the fence. Municipal buses bringing officers to the site clogged nearby streets. Trucks blocked access points to a staging area between the Capitol building and Union Station. A police officer on duty near the Capitol spoke anonymously, saying, "On January 6th, we knew something was going around, but nobody expected what happened. This time, we're expecting the worst." At least 2 people were killed and up to 20 more hurt in 3 explosions Saturday in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. An anonymous Taliban official said women and children are among the injured after a patrol vehicle was targeted. An investigation is underway to establish the extent of the damage and the cause of the explosions. The attacks are the first deadly blasts since the American withdrawal from Afghanistan. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's ambassador to Australia said the surprise cancellation of a major submarine contract in favor of a U.S. deal was a huge mistake. It's an unprecedented show of anger among the allies. French envoy Jean-Pierre Thibault delivered his comments Saturday as he left his residence in the capital of Canberra. Paris recalled its ambassadors to Australia and the United States on Friday to protest a deal among the U.S., Australia, and Britain to supply Australia with a fleet of at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines. The deal scraps a contract with a French-majority state-owned company to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines. Canada's election is in a dead heat 2 days before the September 20th vote. That's according to a new poll on Saturday. And as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his conservative rival both campaigned in the same seat-rich region to scour up votes. The latest Sondage Ledger poll conducted for the Journal de Montréal and the National Post newspapers put the conservatives 1 percentage point ahead of Trudeau's Liberals. The tightness of the race has put the focus on turnout, with low turnout historically favoring the conservatives. Trudeau called an early election, seeking to convert approval for his government's handling of the pandemic into a parliamentary majority. But he's now scrambling to save his job, with Canadians questioning the need for an early election amid a 4th pandemic wave. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's smart voting bot has disappeared from Telegram Messenger app. This follows similar moves by Apple and Google on Friday at the start of a 3-day parliamentary vote in Russia. The bot instructed Navalny supporters which candidate they should back to unseat Kremlin-aligned politicians. It was removed after Telegram announced it would limit the functioning of bots associated with election campaigns. Navalny was detained in January and has seen his allies arrested or flee the country and his organizations banned. Guinea's junta has said they will not bow to pressure from West African leaders to allow ousted president Alpha Condé to leave the country. Dozens of Guineans protested against sanctions leveled against their country as 2 West African presidents arrived for talks with coup leaders on Friday. Guinea's military junta, which seized power 2 weeks ago, said it would not bow to the regional demands. On Thursday, ECOWAS agreed to freeze the financial assets of the junta and their relatives and bar them from traveling. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka.